All right. Thank you so much for checking out the blog post here. You know, what I was just thinking about right now is funny, just some random thought. I don't know if you guys are from, you guys have that click list thing. Don't worry, I'm not sponsored by anybody or nobody's paying me to do this. But there's that click list where you order your groceries on your phone. I order them on my phone. And then I just have them, I just go and park and then they bring it up to you and you just load up and go. You don't have to go in the store. I tell you what, that is like the greatest invention ever. Of course, you can get them delivered to you as well. But man, the kids that work out there at the one over here by my house, shout out to them. They are great people. They courteous and very efficient. And it's rare that you get that kind of customer service nowadays. But I just, you know, I don't have a huge outlet to let people know or anything like that. But I just wanted to let people know. That if you were on the fence of ever trying a click list thing, do it, guys. Just do it. Anyway, that's the plug for the day. You know, actually, I'll throw in another plug too. Since I was talking about this, I just got done watching. I binged watched that show on Netflix, Love, Death, and Robots. Oh my God, I haven't seen anything that good in a long time. You guys need to see it. It's awesome. It's mostly animation sort of stuff. So if any of you guys are into anime or any type of cartoons, anything like that, dude, amazing. I don't know if some of the stuff was CGI or not, but if we're at the level where I can't tell if it's CGI or real person, dude, we're almost there. It's very, very awesome work to the point where I'm thinking about watching it all over again. It's 18 episodes. They're all under 18 minutes or under 20 minutes or something like that. But it's definitely worth a watch. It's like, I don't know if some of you guys might be too young to remember. It's like this cross between the Twilight Zone. And there was this show in the 80s called Amazing Stories. It was produced by Steven Spielberg. And it was a bunch of different stories every week that had something supernatural happening in them. Look it up. They're probably on YouTube or something like that. Anyway, I got a real nostalgic feeling about these new stories that are just, they're all good stories. And I can't talk enough about them, but I suggest you watch them. Anyway, these photos right here are the color photos that I shot from the photo walk we did last weekend in Gilbert that was put on by Copper State Film. And these were shot on the Nikkormat FTN that I have with a 50mm f2 lens. After I shot that roll on that point and shoot, the black and white roll on the point and shoot, I couldn't unload it. It wouldn't open until I came home and essentially cracked it open and broke it. Now, I didn't buy this roll. The funny thing is Dan from Phoenix Film Revival, he went into, there's this photo store out here in Central Phoenix called the Photo Forum. And he was telling me that he just went in there to check it out and talk to the folk and network and things like that. And he kind of felt bad because he wasn't going to buy anything. So he decided to go ahead and buy this roll of film. And I didn't realize how expensive it was. Don't get me wrong. I love Portra. I love all the Portras that are left that they make. I think they're great films. But in the 35mm, $12 a roll is a little too much to ask for that. It's fucking ridiculous. Right now, I think that if you buy them in medium format, maybe I'll buy a box, maybe not, but they're a little too proud of it right now. We gotta get more hipsters to invest on this and get us some drive the price down on these bad boys. But don't get me wrong, like I said, I think it's a great film. It's an awesome film, and it's when I shoot color and things like that, it is my preferred film, but I can't spend the money on it. It's just, so, like I said, you look at these films, and they was developed at home. Well, it was, Dan took the film, and he developed it in the lab there at Phoenix Film Revival. I scanned them. I took them home, and I scanned them myself, so this is what we got out of them. As you can see, sometimes when you home develop, you get little magic marks in there. And like I said, I love the color. I love it. I love what I come up with. This is just a little too much. Anyway, the link to the rest of the Flicker album is down at the bottom. If you happen to be a follower of either The Common Rule or Phoenix Film Revival on Flickr, what I'm going to do is I am going to start a Flickr group that people can upload anything they want if they are following the Phoenix Film Revival, if they're following photo walks or anything like that, just so that the rest of the group could admire what they're doing. Yes, I am bringing Flickr back. I love Flickr. I like, as I stated before in another post, I love Flickr. I think it's a great way to share photographs. It's unfortunate that things like Instagram and Facebook are overshadowing the things that Flickr was doing in the past. I think for photographers, it is still a great medium to show your work. There's other places too, like the 500px or whatever. I didn't get into them. There's a one more, but Flickr has always been a constant. I've had a Flickr account for a very long time, and I just, speaking to a couple of kids the other day that were actually developing their first roll of color film, as a matter of fact, at Phoenix Film Revival, they started talking about Flickr and how they use it a lot, and I'm like, man, I need to start updating and maintaining my Flickr account, and I have. I've uploaded more pictures. Again, you guys know that as far as making these blog posts from a Flickr account, it seems really easy to do from my standpoint. I don't know if you guys have blogs or not, too. If you do, drop me a line. Let me know so I can follow along as well. Instagram is cool, but if I want to share a set with you guys, or with the world or whatever, there's really no better way to do it from my blog and then on Flickr to see the rest of the album. Instagram is just, you got to deal with crop, you got to deal with this, you got to deal with that, and it's just not my thing. I'm not feeling it. So anyway, that's my little rant on Flickr for right now. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and I will see you guys or talk to you guys soon. All right, bye.